In recognition of the band Keane and their recent historical involvement in the first ever 3D videocast online, this podcast will be delivered to you in 3D. It is vitally important, therefore, that to facilitate your enjoyment of today's show, you should put on 3D glasses throughout. Because otherwise, the comedy emitted from the show may appear blurry and out of sync. If you experience any headaches or sensory difficulties while listening to the show, this is likely to be as a result of the 3D technology we have used and not because of the show's content. Please enjoy the show.
Alright, Nano, we saw this for a love of Glasgow, by the way. Are you still listening, you nugget?
Is that you all clear?
That's what I've been doing all day. Alright, I'm ready to go.
Ready to go, good stuff. So, here we are, welcome to another podcast by Alan and Scott.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi guys.
It's been a busy few weeks.
I've got the cold.
You've got the cold?
Yeah. I don't know why it was, I think I got it a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
When I was at your family christening type thing.
Yes.
And we went back to yours later on, and there was a lot of people milling about the door and stuff, letting in the cold air.
That's it.
And it started then, and it's been gradually building up. I had the dry cough at the beginning of the week. It's now broken. I've got the chesty cough and the running nose.
Oh, lovely, lovely.
But I'm feeling not too bad now. So I'm going to do this podcast to prove to the listeners that colds don't stop you from succeeding in life.
So this doing this is going to prove that?
Yeah. Right. No. Yep. So I'm going to do the whole thing. I've also got, just to set the scene here, I bought a big 660ml bottle of Stella Artois just to do the show, just a wee treat to myself. And I gave you a glass of water.
What must be the biggest glass I have ever seen.
It was a birthday present a few years ago. Must have been my 18th.
By the Jolly Green Giant.
The Jolly Green Giant. It was his own glass.
There you go, Alan.
His own glass of water. But you can fit a full bottle of wine in that glass. I know it doesn't look like it, but you actually can.
I don't believe you.
That takes 750ml. Well, I'm not going to do some sort of Johnny Ball reviews also. I'm telling you, you can do it. Okay. End of story.
End of story. Okay. So, what have you been up to?
I'll be honest.
You're always honest.
I think the most important thing was my birthday.
It was.
We'd mentioned it last time.
Uh-huh.
It was a great occasion.
Yes, yes.
24 years old.
24 years old. It's a big 2-4.
Big 2-4, yep.
And obviously, because it was the big birthday, you had major celebrations.
Yeah. All right, I've had to fill in the gaps.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what I did was I was working. Yeah. So I finished work, and my mum was like, "Oh, we come over to your flat to get your pres." I was like, "Nah, don't do that." So I went over to my grandma's, and they came, and they gave me the...
Party Central.
Party Central, my grandma's. Hi, Gran. Can't even work a video recorder. No chance of podcasting.
That's true.
And
what, you
got
or?
My gifts. No, I can work a video recorder.
Okay.
Well, sort of, I'm a bit young to play video recorders, but you know what I mean. And got my presents, went home, and I was working the next day, so I had to be up early, so I didn't really celebrate much.
Right.
Happy birthday.
If you want to send in your messages of support and encouragement and birthdayness, feel free.
Well, the thing with me is people always say, you know, what do you buy the 24-year-old's everything, right? Mm-hmm. Because I'm great looking,
people always say that.
I've got a great fashion sense, I've got a nice place, got a reasonably boring job, but it's alright, pays the bills. And so I asked for three things for my birthday, and this is genuinely true. Like, my mum, you know, my sisters are phoning me, they're saying, what do you want for your birthday? So I give them three things. I say, I want a dustbuster.
A dustbuster,
I wanted Chanel Allure Homme Sport aftershave.
Of course.
That's the chicks dig it.
Yep.
And I also wanted The Office box set of series 1-3.
Okay, okay.
That is all I wanted, that's what I said.
That's the only thing you
wanted. Don't get any vouchers, money.
I mean, what 24 wouldn't want a dustbuster?
Well, exactly, because I love busting dust.
Busting
dust. So it's ideal for that.
That's right.
Joe, I got...
What'd you get?
Brussels sprouts and boxer shorts. That is what I genuinely got.
That seems quite randomly specific.
It is random. Uh-huh. Well, the Brussels sprouts, they weren't like my main present.
Oh, right.
But what they were saying to me is, because I do actually have grown quite fond of Brussels sprouts, I do pretty much have them every night just now.
You don't get them for a birthday present?
You don't get them for a birthday present.
Well, you do, obviously.
I do, but, and I got boxer shorts.
No offence, Mr. and Mrs. McDonald, of course.
I think the thinking was, well, He likes Brussels sprouts, and he doesn't like going commando.
They've got, yeah, exactly, they've got basically quite an image of their son,
yeah,
who sits eating in his flat on his own,
normally
in his boxer shorts,
now he's wearing boxer,
now
shorts.
He's wearing boxer, yeah, shorts, eating Brussels sprouts.
Not too far removed from the proof.
That's
from the truth, even.
From the proof, or the truth. Aye. That bottle of beer's already getting to you.
I love it, it's a big bottle of Stella, although we do support other beers as well.
Indeed, indeed. That was good, so do you feel 24, do you feel older?
I feel older, I feel like 31.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why,
yeah,
but I just feel a bit older. You know, I've started having to use the oil of ole, so I don't get wrinkles.
Sure.
Uh-huh. I've been exercising.
It's not really
lower.
Working though, is it?
Not working,
no,
at all. I'm like John Merrick today. But generally, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fit and healthy. I just hope that I'm in my 30s, I don't end up looking like you.
Well.
Oh, before your time.
I appreciate that.
No
appreciate
worries,
that. I'll take that in the spirit that was mine.
Also, you did come over to my flat
I
later
did.
On.
Yes.
Not really to see me, just because you were in the area and had nothing else to do for a couple of hours.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, so it was a case of fancy me stopping by.
But you did bring over... Got from your cellar at home?
Yes, free.
Free?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Free.
Somebody
else had brought
it
over. You don't really like wine that much.
Well, exactly. I wouldn't buy it.
No,
yeah,
you wouldn't buy it. So you brought it over for me.
Yep.
And you said happy birthday.
Uh-huh.
Plunked yourself down.
We sat and watched Blades of Glory.
And also embarrassing... Teenage problems.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the
like
Channel 4 thing.
Yeah.
I felt that was mildly inappropriate.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't even want to talk about
when
it.
When I say inappropriate, I mean two guys sitting there watching that on your birthday night.
Yeah, that's possibly the worst birthday ever.
Yeah.
But what other things we've been up to?
I
think the last time we were on the podcasting machine, we said that you were going to be the Godfather.
Yes.
How did Kristen go? I was there.
Well, I am now the Godfather.
You are the Godfather.
Yes.
On you.
Good on me. And yeah, it was a good wee day, and you were there.
I was there.
From the start to finish.
Start to finish.
Exactly.
What I liked about it is, you know, we started boozing at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
In the chapel.
Gradually, yeah. I was drinking the communion wine,
uh-huh,
and the priest was like, it's not even communion yet.
Yeah.
So whatever, priest. We started boozing, we were boozing all night, it had work the next day, but there was, you know, a lot of your relatives are like at school,
yes,
in the latter stage of school,
mm-hmm,
they had some friends there.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed by the fact that they were going to school the next day, even though they were maybe sinking pints.
Maybe sinking pints, of course, if their parents are listening. Yep.
Yeah. Have you changed as being Godfather boy?
What do you mean, have I changed?
Has it made you more responsible?
No.
What would you do should you require to step up to the plate and be Godfather proper?
Probably wouldn't step up to the plate.
What would it be better to leave this child with you or in front of the TV with a Teletubbies DVD in?
In front of the TV with a Teletubbies DVD.
Do you think you're the worst Godfather ever?
Yes.
Pointless. You also, there was a point in the proceedings when Scott, that's him,
yes,
had to light a candle. The
yep.
baptismal candle.
Yes, the, otherwise known as the Lord's Flame.
The Lord's Flame.
Which never goes out.
And a lot, I was sitting like further back because I'm obviously family, but a lot of people around about were
shouting lots of heckles.
I was heckling, but a lot of people around about we were saying, oh, look at that little baby there. It's Godfather's Christopher Reeve.
Yep.
That was pretty cruel.
Yeah, I did go up.
And I thought, aye, because he's Superman. No, because he looks
that's
like he's
right.
disabled.
At one point, I did go up and I did actually... extinguish the never extinguishable Lord's Flame.
Yeah,
yeah.
With your candle.
With my candle.
But exactly. At the end of the day, you're a Godfather. That's good. Happy days.
Happy days.
Cheers.
Exactly. Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
One of the best.
No, wait. They did this in Collins and Herring the other day. We're not doing that.
What do you mean?
They cheered glasses.
No,
do that.
No, we can't do that. We
started drinking in our show.
Yeah,
first.
We're just all about fisting.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
These are...
Last week in a tour of Europe, Barack Obama met with the Prime Minister Gordon Brown. The undercover media outlet Project Increased Sensationalism Squad, otherwise known as PISS, recorded the following conversation between the President and Prime Minister during a covertly organised meeting in a hotel steam room.
Mr. Obama, it's really hot in here. It sure is, Gordon. Can we have some money? No. Give us some money. I said no. Oh, come now, Mr. Obama. You've got loads of it. Did you not hear me? Aye, that's what I thought. It's all about you, isn't it? Oh, look at me. I'm the big mad saviour, by the way. Aye, will you no be saving anything after I'm done with you? Gordon! Not my face! Not my face! Not my face! Aye, you're no laughing now, you dauber! Ah!
Did you do anything else in the last couple of weeks?
I've been celebrity spotting. I think it might have overlapped with the last show, but I think I was a bit boozed the last show, so I might have forgotten to mention it. But I saw two celebrities.
Wait. You were boozed in the last show?
Yeah.
I didn't pick that up at all.
Really? You should listen to it.
Oh, right.
I know it's probably our most successful one ever, because I'm in great form, even though I'm boozed. But I saw two celebrities.
Two celebrities?
Right, near about the Blythewood Square area of Glasgow.
The former prostitution central area of Glasgow?
Not anymore. But it was late afternoon, and I saw Jimmy Carr.
Jimmy Carr? He was gigging up here.
I presume that was it. He was walking up the road. He's actually a lot taller than you thought he was.
Yeah, I saw him in Marks & Spencer's last time he was here as well.
Ah, right. Yeah. And he was on his phone, and he was carrying like a little sort of man bag, and he was walking up the road. So, do you know what I said?
What?
Jimmy!
Is that a man bag?
Jimmy! Jimmy Carr! He ignored me and he walked on. Then a couple of days before or after, I forget, I also saw Maggot from Goldie Looking Chain walking down
the
West
former
Regent Street
supergroup,
and also former star of Big Brother. So do you know what I said?
What?
Maggot from Goldie Looking Chain. Maggot from Goldie Looking Chain. And he's like, nah, it's not me. I was like, alright,
fair. I'm the guy from Big Brother.
That's who I saw.
That was good. Listeners are going to love this.
I'm like the gossip columnist from The Sun.
The Raz or something.
The
like Razzle.
I'm like the Razzle guy.
You're the Razzle guy. Yep.
Well, that's pretty good.
It is, yeah.
You see any celebrities?
I've not seen any celebrities except on TV, but I don't think people would be interested in that yet. That's pushing the boat out. Damned United.
I went to see it.
Now, as we all know, Alan, when he goes to see movies, he likes to review them.
I like to review it.
So this is Alan's movie review bit.
Din, din, din. Din, din, din. The Damned United today. Alright, so I went to see The Damned United.
Yes.
I'll give you a description of it. It's about this guy who is a good manager of footballers. He takes charge of a good team. He's not liked. He's not there long. He gets sacked. It reminded me of Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines. I loved it. 3 out of 10. If you like football and movies with British folk, go see it. You'll love it. I'll be back.
Is that what you said in the film?
That's what he says in the end.
My name's Clough.
So it was
I'll
good.
Be back.
I enjoyed it.
That's as always, concise and to the point.
Well, that's what people want to hear. They don't want to hear, oh, that guy from Frost Nixon's a good actor, because he's not really. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear, will I enjoy it? And if you like, as I said, Terminator 3.
Why was it called Damned United?
Because it was like Leeds United, and at the time they were a difficult team to manage. And he was taken over from a manager who'd been there for many years, so it was like a sort of poison chalice.
Sure.
So they were like the Damned United, and they're a dirty Leeds team. Weren't so tough when Celtic beat them in the 1970 semi-final of the European Cup.
Not that we'd be happy or sad about that, of course.
I was happy, even though I wasn't born for 14 years.
That's good. Did you watch the Grand National?
Nope. Did you have any money in a horse?
I did not have any money in the horse.
I did. I had £10 in Butler's Cabin.
Butler's Cabin?
I finished seventh.
Was that actually a horse, yeah?
Aye. It was the seventh finishing horse.
Why was it called Butlin's? Butlin's
what
Cabin?
Was it called Butlin's Cabin? It's called Butler's Cabin.
Did you ever go to Butlin's when you were a kid?
No, I'm not gay.
Okay.
I don't know why that's relevant. Suffice to say, it didn't finish. I think the Grand National was a scam.
Quite.
Some 100-1 shot winning. Maybe a Sir Fred Goodwin problem. What I saw was this Claire Baldwin woman.
Yes.
She was on after it.
She was.
What did she say to the little jockey fella who won the race?
Little jockey fella, well, he's got teeth that are quite dodgy. And
the guy's a shambles, he's a bucktooth fool. What did Claire Baldwin say to him?
Well, she had to apologise because what she said was...
To the viewers, for him to look at me freak. What did she say to him?
That he could use the winnings to fix his teeth.
Good on you, Balding. Because that wee jockey, he's on TV.
He's
riding a big famous national winner. He looked like a weirdo.
He is. Yeah.
That'd be like if you were a jockey, at least you'd have the good grace not to go on TV or keep your goggles on and
a mask.
A scarf over the bottom of your
face.
Like
a gimp mask or something, yeah.
This wee fella wins the race, goes on TV, Balding slaughters him.
That's right.
Fair enough. Balding's a lesbian. That's weird.
That's got nothing to do with that.
We're all embracing.
All embracing.
No, she can be funny and critical because she knows he's a wee freak show.
That's right, yeah.
But we'd like to say to the little jockey, I don't know his name, we'll call him a bucktooth loser. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And that's the motto of
heart
our show.
Heartfelt. You always know it's from the heart with Alan, of course.
The Grand National's great, but one of the horses had a heart attack. Apparently it was only two fences from the end, so we'll have a 2 second silence for that horse.
1, 2 In the nicest possible sense. Fantastic.
Okay, what's next in the script?
What's next in the script? I'm now on Bebo.
Bebo!
Bebo!
Bebo! What do you mean you're on Bebo? Why am I on Bebo? Bebo's not in the script!
I know, because I just add it in without telling you.
Bebo. What's your name in Bebo?
Scott Doherty.
Right.
Yeah.
Why are you in Bebo?
Well, when he set it up for me, I just kind of thought it was yet another social media network that
Which
I kind
niece?
Of no friends on.
Which niece?
One of them.
Which one?
I wouldn't like to name them.
Well, give me a clue. What colour here?
Ginger.
Right, okay.
But yeah, I'm a sucker for punishment. It's just another network that I've got no friends on, so...
Yeah. Have you had any friends you got on it?
None.
Right.
So it's good. It's good. It's just spreading my bets.
You're on everything, aren't you? I'm only on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Don't poke me, because I won't befriend you.
Yep.
Not you. I'm talking to these people who are listening to this tragic podcast. Oh, good. Good luck with the Bebo then.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
No worries. What's next?
I'll give you an update. I got my picture taken today for a column that I do.
Right, okay. Well, first things first.
Yes.
What column is this?
It's a column I do via my work.
For what?
For a magazine.
What magazine?
It's, if I told you, I would have to tell the listeners what we actually do for a living.
It's a professional...
It's a professional magazine.
It's a national... Professional magazine, or is it a regional one?
It's a regional one.
For your particular region?
I'm in the region.
Okay, and did you have to get your photo taken for this?
Yes.
How did I know that?
Because I just said it, actually.
It's on the script.
And I just said it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, but it was an interesting experience this morning. The guy had taken about 100 shots of me.
Yeah.
It was a darkened room. But he told me I'd have to come back later on, mm-hmm. In order to take even more shots.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got the impression he wasn't actually a professional photographer.
Yeah. How did you think that?
Because he kept asking me to take my clothes off. So,
and did you?
Well, obviously, yeah. I'd like to be polite in these circumstances.
And then the camera broke?
Then the camera broke, right. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. So it's quite an experience, but yeah. if you read the next issue of that magazine...
I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You got a face for radio.
Yeah, well, that's been said.
Uh-huh. Okay. You're writing this column.
Yep.
Your picture's going to be in the paper.
Yes.
Or in whatever it is you're doing.
Yes.
When people see that picture, uh-huh. they're not going to read the words. They're going to turn over onto the next page.
That's right, because the picture.
After they've cleaned their sick bucket. What you should do,
uh-huh.
get this photographer fella,
yes.
in inverted commas,
uh-huh.
come over to the mansions. I'll do a couple of bubble bath shots for him.
Sure.
Get that in uh-huh. beside your words. You and me are like a modern day Steve Martin and the fireman guy from Roxanne. You're the Steve Martin guy, I'm the fireman guy.
Yep.
That's how we roll.
Right.
Fisting.
So that's kind of like the adverts where they replace the people's voices.
It's a bit like that.
Yeah.
Except.
Uh-huh. Or the, as we talked about in God knows what episode, it was the Olympics.
The Olympics.
That's what happened with the wee Chinese girl.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. Sad that. That was one of our earlier shows. That was a good show.
Yeah. Really?
Pretty terrible.
Compared to this.
Alright then, well good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're all behind you.
Hi there everybody at the For the Love of Glasgow podcast. My name is David from Casino Bragg and this is our song, A Fair Escape. We'll be right back.
move on then to the big story of the week in Scotland.
The big story of the week. Well, the big story of the week was all about Barry Ferguson and Alan McGregor.
Yes.
So, do you want to give us a wee summary about what's been happening?
Basically, Scotland last week were playing Holland in a midweek European game.
Yes.
They got beat 3-0.
That's a brilliant summary so far.
They embarrassed the nation. Mm-hmm. They flew back to Glasgow.
In a plane. Yep.
In a plane. Early morning.
Yep.
They got back to their hotel at 4 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They were told they could have a few drinks and a wee sandwich.
A wee sandwich.
And
yep.
Two of our national open quote marks, heroes, close quote marks, sentence, full stop, forward slash. Mm-hmm. Oops, nearly burped there. They decided we'll booze till 11 o'clock the next day.
Yep.
Possibly later than that, we don't know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they've subsequently been stopped playing football forever mm-hmm. with Scotland's. And they've been banned for the team that we are neutral about but hate.
Yes.
Rangers. Forever.
Uh-huh.
Or for 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And it's a travesty.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that, add to that?
So that's basically what you say, it's a travesty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you've been doing this alcohol pledge mm-hmm. of late.
Yeah.
You know, making sure that Scotland drinks more. Mm-hmm. How do you think that fits in with the whole footballers drinking in between games?
These men are heroes.
Heroes.
Everyone's slating these boys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, they're not patriots. They don't care about their country.
Yep.
Well, I say, yes, they do.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They are patriots.
Why did they come out and apologise, though?
No, well, that's because they were made to.
Because
we've had a lot of pressure against the booze campaign.
Yep.
People have been slating us.
Uh-huh.
I've been walking down the streets. People have been trying to stab me with vodka bottles for a laugh.
That's not funny.
No, that is never amusing.
Exactly. I don't think that's because of the alcohol booze pledge anyway.
Just generally. Anyway. Ferguson and McGregor, uh-huh. they've looked at it and thought, well, we're patriots.
Yep.
Do we A, try and play football to get Scotland to number one in the FIFA World Rankings?
Yes.
Or,
which is never going to happen.
Or C, do we booze our lives away and get Scotland to number one
in the
booze rankings? That is a more realistic
option. Yeah.
They're utilitarians.
Mm. Yep, yep.
Greater good.
That's right.
They're heroes and we applaud them. We hate them in a way. But we applaud them.
But yeah, exactly. It's love, stroke, hate.
Our message to footballers is, ruin your career, booze your life away. Look at Gazza. If he was Scottish, he'd be a national hero.
Well, he was when he played for the Glasgow Rangers, of course.
Not to me.
Not to us, of course. But, I mean, obviously, you'll realise that For the Love of Glasgow podcast, it's been getting far more popular of late.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're up to at least 3 listeners now.
Excellent.
And, you know, I think in recognition of that, Barry Ferguson has given us an exclusive interview, because he's not really spoken to the press other than that press conference.
Cheers, Barry.
Exactly. So, he gave us a statement.
Uh-huh.
And this is what it says.
Go on, shoot. I'll read it out. No, sorry. I don't know what it is. I've never seen it.
I, Barry Ferguson, former captain of Glasgow Rangers in Scotland, wish to apologise for my behaviour to the listeners of the For Love of Glasgow comedy podcast and to the other less entertained citizens of Mel Gibson's Scotland.
Freedom!
If the events of last week have proved... If the events of last week have proved anything, it's that the celebrity of footballers remains at the whim of the media, which, as we all understand, is driven by the global elite, the myopic subconscious which mechanically pervades our society. I just want to return to the days of enjoying football, playing in the park with my best friends, endless matches where we scored goal upon goal until darkness fell and beyond. So I'll be playing out my career for Dig Advocate in Russia, where the football is fun and the media can be trusted. So long, Scotland, and thanks for all the memories.
See you, Barry.
See you, Barry, indeed. Alan McGregor, he, you know, despite our request, refused to speak to us, but he's holding out for a deal with Chat magazine.
McGregor?
Yep.
Gregsy?
Exactly.
Like Gregsy. Or someone to them.
So that was that.
That's good.
How do you feel? Do you think the media and the public will now leave him alone after that statement?
Let's hope so. Let's hope we get back to playing football as well as they always have done.
But not in this country.
Not in this country.
Fantastic. So what about little Alfie Patton?
Yes, reprieve. Oh, I've heard, I've got a joke about the credit crunch. It's rubbish.
Okay.
Apparently the credit crunch has been hitting, you know, every industry really hard.
Yes.
And in particular, you know, like even the animal industry, pet shops, mm-hmm. pet food shops. And one pet food store in particular had to call in the retrievers. Oh, not even my joke, I didn't even like it. Move on, a little Alfie Patton.
What do you mean, retrievers?
It's on...
The dogs?
Aye, as opposed to the receivers.
Did they lose them?
Uh-huh. So they have to call them back.
Aye, right.
The retrievers.
Do they use a whistle or something
like
that?
It's like the receivers. It sounds like retrievers.
What, phone receivers?
No, like the receivers, the guys that sort out the...
Uh-huh.
The bankings and stuff.
Sure.
That didn't work, did it?
No.
No. Little Alfie Pan.
Little Alfie Pan. No, no, who's there?
Hey, you kids. Stay in tune with Scott on Twitter. Every hour, every day. Just find him via the blog or go to twitter.com and search for Scotty Bard. That's ScottyBhoy. Oh, yeah.
He's been mentioned once or twice in previous episodes of the podcast.
He's a friend of the show.
He is a friend of the show. And I think the reason for that is he was the father, a young father of a young child. And, you know, obviously that fits in with the society that we want.
Yeah.
But, sad news.
Bad news for Alfie.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It's great news. Alfie is not a father. So we used to call him Little Alfie Patton the father.
Mm-hmm.
You were calling him now?
What?
Little Alfie Patton.
Little Alfie Patton.
He's not a father.
Uh-huh.
Turns out, his skank of a bird had other men on the go. One of those other fellas impregnated her.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Little Alfie. Mm-hmm. Little Alfie is free to enjoy his life, grow up like a proper child, and get a better looking bird pregnant when he's 15.
Mm-hmm.
And we salute him.
When he's 15?
15 years old.
15, right, because that's more respectful.
I'm not being creepy here, but Little Alfie Patton, a bad looking little kid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She was a bit of a disgrace.
Of course, yeah.
He could do a lot better,
mm-hmm.
and we wish him all the best.
Yeah, exactly. I read an article after it was announced that he wasn't the father.
Ooh,
big news article.
Like, you're reading.
With a bird, say. And it pilloried, that's slagged off for you and me. Little Alfie Patton, because they kind of took the view that he actually wanted to be the father, and he was selling his story, and he was making lots of money out of this. You know, and as far as he was concerned, this was bad news for him.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Well, I think I was actually listening there. What did you say?
Oh, right, sure.
I've seen that. I lost track of them. What did you say?
Well, it's basically, you know, because he was a father, he was selling his story, he was making lots of money, he was the guy who was the kid father.
Yeah, of course.
But now he's nothing. He's just another wee Wayne.
But he's better than that, because he got all the initial press,
mm-hmm.
when it was more of a story.
Mm-hmm.
He's raked in a bit of cash for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's got his PlayStation, but mm-hmm. no kid.
Engineered this story?
No, he looked like a simple-minded fool to me.
All right, okay, fair enough.
I think he did difficulty reading, let alone engineering stuff.
Well, that is true. So yeah, that's the end of Little Alfie Patton. I don't think we can mention him ever again.
I'm sure we will.
Probably, yeah.
Probably next week.
Once he's 15. So what about the G20 protests then?
Do you want me to summarise it? A bunch of soap dodgers smashing windows and stealing computers. That's the G20 riots.
When did they steal computers?
They smashed the RBS windows.
Yes.
And then a couple of these long-haired freak shows in the mould of Swampy from mm-hmm. back in the day ran in, stole a couple of Sega Mega Drives, ran out, treated like heroes by their Neanderthal pals.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Get jobs, you useless weirdos. That's our motto to these G20 goons. I'm not holding back. Oh, there's high unemployment. These people didn't even work when there was low unemployment. House prices are falling rapidly. Oh, it doesn't affect you. You never get a home. Oh, soap's going up. You never use it. So I think.
So, generally speaking, you support the G20 protests?
Too right, isn't it?
Yep, that's what I thought.
What's next?
Glasgow to host the Mobile Awards.
Yo, yo, yo!
Apparently we are in the... Glasgow's in the running to host them.
Whereabouts?
In Glasgow.
Excellent. That should be good.
Yep.
I made my New Year's resolution to win a mobile this year.
You did?
Do you think I'll do it?
No.
I've not really brought any good music of Black Origin this year.
Uh-huh.
I've been sticking mainly to my mobile music.
Your?
Mobile.
What's mobile?
Music of White Origin. It's not been quite the desired effect.
Mobile.
I probably won't win a mobile this year because of my mobile music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to maybe cut down the mobile music, start doing more mobile music before the mobiles come to Glasgow, because if they see me, they'll go, are you doing the mobile music?
That's almost a rap there.
I think that is. I should win. Apparently, they're trying to work out hosts for it.
Yes.
They want Glasgow street celebrities.
Uh-huh.
Guys who know the urban music mm-hmm. scene. There's two options. Mm-hmm. Me or Chris Iwilumo. That's just down to.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Rusty Lee's giving out the first award.
Good old Rusty Lee.
Rusty Lee giving out the first award.
Uh-huh. Any other news?
Any more news? Yes, I've got news stories. Okay, my first news story is... I live quite close to Sucky Hall Street.
Yes.
Okay, which is a big thoroughfare in Glasgow.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday, or was just Monday.
Yes.
Monday, there was a huge street fight in Circular Street. It was in today's Scottish Sun.
So it was, with the triads.
Yes.
Yep.
10 Chinese men rampaged through the Savoy Centre with swords and axes, fighting each other. 5 were arrested. It was mental.
Were you there?
No, I read that in the Sun.
All right, okay. Yep.
What do you make of that?
That's something that Visit Scotland wouldn't really be happy about reading.
Were these people confused? Maybe they thought, oh, the G20's here.
They
rampaged through, realised it wasn't here. Yep, they made a mistake, but it was mental. So that's one story that didn't really take us very far.
Okay.
Next story, obviously, it was Jade Goody's funeral last week.
Yep.
Well, the weekend, I'm not sure. It was a bit, she's a bit like Princess Diana.
Yeah.
She was like the queen of our hearts.
Yes.
People threw flowers at her car. Uh-huh. It was really sad. Mm-hmm. Michael Parkinson, he's turned it like it is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He said she was ignorant, puerile, and should not be made a saint.
I don't think she's been made a saint.
Well, she is. He said, Jade Goody has her own place in the history of television, and while it's significant, it's nothing to be proud of. Mm-hmm, what do you make of Parkinson? Bitter, mate.
Well, he is quite bitter. To be fair, I agree with him, of course, but his timing's a bit dodgy.
Is it because he's a friend of the show?
Because he's a friend of the show, yep.
So Jade Goody.
Uh-huh.
We like Jade Goody. We like Michael Parkinson.
What we do? Fight!
Oof, the best bit. My last story's the best one. It's in the Sun, it's the best story ever. A fire crew prepares to recover the body of a suicide from up a tree, where it had lain undiscovered for 29 years.
A suicide up a tree?
Yep. Paul Ludwig, 69, climbed 40 foot, tied himself to the trunk, and shot himself after being told he had cancer. He left a note that said, "Don't look for me, you won't find me." Well, Ludwig, you were wrong, we found you!
You sucker!
Ludwig was found.
Who are you?
More bad news, you did have cancer. Yes!
That's right. Where did he leave the note?
Germany.
Germany.
He left it in his body. So he said, "Don't look for me, you'll never find me. But I'll leave a note just in case you do."
Well, how would they know not to look for him if he left the note on his
saying, "Don't look for me"?
Yeah.
Who knows? All I'll say is, Ludwig, you're a character.
He is a character. Well, was a character.
Was a character.
An IP.
Helen and Scott sure hope you're enjoying the show. Remember to visit fortheloveofglasgow.blogspot.com, where you can join our Facebook or MySpace groups or comment on the blog, and help the guys break free from their lonesome misery by downloading and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. Thanks, and keep on trucking.
Do you see the Andy Murray?
You getting back into this now?
Not really, but...
Okay.
Obviously, Andy Murray, we've previously said he's a friend of the show.
Well, of course he is.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've also said that you're wanting to get Scotland up to the top of the
alcohol. Yeah.
Andy Murray's come out and said he's teetotal.
Sorry?
He's come out and said he's teetotal. Andy Murray was feeling a bit rough at breakfast the morning after winning the unofficial fifth slam. And that had everything to do with the physical and mental energy he had to put into beating Novak Djokovic in the final of the Sony Ericsson Open, and nothing to do with booze.
What do you mean?
The only alcohol that passed Murray's lips during his victory celebrations was when he had a small sip of the strawberry cocktail that his girlfriend, Kim Sears, was drinking in a restaurant. "I hate alcohol,"
what?
Said Britain's clean-living, clean-hitting tennis player. "I'm not a fan of going out and getting smashed."
What?
It's down in black and white. Murray is that rare beast, a leading British sportsman who does not mark his achievements by immediately popping the corks off the Bollinger. You okay?
I don't know what to say,
mm-hmm.
but I'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
Murray, it's a personal message to you. You were one of our most popular friends in this
mm-hmm.
show.
Mm-hmm. We probably made his career.
You were ahead of Rusty Lee, Chris Akabusi, Joe Fritzl.
Before we knew
there was bad stuff.
Uh-huh.
Adolf Hitler, the rest of the Hitler family, the Crankies,
uh-huh.
Eternal, Spandau Ballet, Mr. T, the Face Man,
uh-huh.
Ronald McDonald, the Burglar Guy, Little Alfie Patton, Piers Morgan, Richard Keys and Andy Gray from Sky Sports,
uh-huh.
Carol Vorderman, Dead Richard Whiteley, Dead Jade Goody, Dead James Brown.
Dead guy from X Factor's
wife. Dead guy from X Factor's wife.
Dead.
Who else is there? Who else is there in the show?
It's quite a few. There's been more. We're going to have to write this down.
There's been more. We're going to have an unofficial Friends of the Show list.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I'll start again. You're not up there anymore, Murray. You can't be a friend of our show and not support the Booze campaign.
Yep.
Barry Ferguson, Alan McGregor, they've sacrificed their kids for the Booze campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a friend of Chris Hoy now. I'm back with Chris Hoy. Murray's dead to me.
Outstanding. So there we go. That was Andy Murray. So anyway, sorry. You were saying about the news.
I'm done with the news.
You're done with the news. That's what you were saying about it. Fair enough.
Well, what's coming up? I'll tell you what's coming up. Since I'm pretty much doing this myself. Both parts. Easter's coming up.
Easter?
Mm.
What happens in Easter?
Well, a lot of our listeners, we said before, are going to burn in hell.
Yeah.
I thought it was time for me to tell them the Easter story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It happened when a young Mary and carpenter Joseph had a baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He was crucified.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his so-called friends mm-hmm. said, yeah, Jesus, I don't buy you've come back from life.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what Jesus said?
What?
He goes, what's your name, Thomas? Do you know what that guy said?
I don't know.
Doubting Thomas.
Doubting Thomas.
Jesus said,
that's where it came from.
Aye.
Yep.
Jesus said, mm-hmm. well, why don't you poke me then?
Mm-hmm.
Doubting Thomas said, I'm not on Facebook, Jesus. It didn't matter to him.
Uh-huh.
Doubting Thomas then poked Jesus.
Yep.
And he said, oh, you are back, Jesus.
Yep.
And he goes, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what Jesus said?
What?
Goodbye, Doubting Thomas.
Goodbye, Doubting Thomas.
I'm going back to heaven mm-hmm. to be with my dad
mm-hmm.
and my mum,
mm-hmm.
who claims she was a virgin. Good luck in the future.
Uh-huh.
I'll be back.
So what's that to do with eggs?
Apparently, after Jesus was crucified beside the two thieves,
yes,
he was then brought down from the cross
mm-hmm.
and he was placed in a tomb.
Mm-hmm.
He was then placed in a sort of gravy place.
A gravy place?
No, as in a bistro, but as in like a,
like a gravy boat,
like a sort of tomb, like a sort of tomb, like a coffin place, a tomb.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then like his mum and Mary Magdalene, who was a, I think, a hooker.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
went to visit him,
uh-huh.
and when they got there, like the stone that yeah. was in front,
stone
of the
of
tomb,
destiny.
The stone of destiny had yep. been rolled away.
Uh-huh.
So Mary Magdalene's like, "Aye, what's going on here?
Where's the chocolate?
where are chocolate eggs? Where are bloody rabbits?" And Mary was like, "Oh, Jesus must have escaped."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then she texted Doubting Thomas, and Doubting Thomas' eyes over here with the boys.
Aye.
Wrecked.
Right.
And then Jesus went to heaven.
Uh-huh. Again, what's that to do with eggs?
Don't know. That's Easter.
All right.
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter. It's the end of Lent, of course.
Yep.
We described about what you were giving up.
Mm-hmm.
I gave up chocolate. I've still been off chocolate.
Yep.
You gave up kebabby. You still went off kebabby?
Nope. Couldn't resist. Lasted 2 days. Mm-hmm. Then I took part in the big tournament at the Glasgow Kebabby Centre.
Yeah.
And I won it.
That's right.
Also gave up beer. Not so successful. Because of the campaign.
Uh-huh.
I gave up chocolate as well. Not so successful.
Mm-hmm.
I gave up podcasting. Not so successful.
Mm-hmm.
Next year I'm giving up muffin.
Brilliant.
Is that all you gave up, chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
I think that's it.
I think we've
done all we can.
Uh-huh,
it's been one of our best shows.
One of our best shows, if you compare it with the bad shows.
The bad shows.
Yeah,
but
uh-huh.
we've done our very best.
Mm-hmm. You've done not bad in your cold situation.
I've got the cold, so uh-huh. forgive me if it's not been great. And all I'll say to you is I hope Santa's good to you. I'm out. Peace and love.
Santa and Easter.
Santa and Easter Bunny.
Yep, Easter Bunny. Goodbye.
Peace and love.
Oh, right now, no. We saw this for a love of Glasgow, by the way. Are you still listening, you nugget?